On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, there's some great resources. By the way, we put the link to the National National Council on Aging on our website at klyt.fm. You'll find it on the organizations page. And actually, one I was going to add today, we haven't added, you heard us talking about it in the last segment, is Adelante. The web address is goadelante.org. But if you haven't been to our organizations page, we'd encourage you to do that. Go to klyt.fm and look for the various organizations that many of which you hear on this show, including the New Mexico Family Action Movement, their website, nmfam.org. But you find the hyperlink by clicking on the banner on the organizations page at klyt.fm. In studio with us, very apropos with that seg, is Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement, our regular monthly update. Jody, thanks for taking the time.
Of course, as always, thanks for having me.
Lots of exciting things happening that we're going to get to.
Yes.
At New Mexico Family Action Movement. Before we jump into that, as always, I like to give you a chance, just for those who haven't heard us, take time on the show to talk about, you know, what is one of your current projects or several of the things you're working on. Go ahead, and then we'll jump into some things that people should be looking for.
Yeah, well, of course, New Mexico Fam, if you're not familiar with us, we are a faith-based organization that works to advocate for biblical values in policy in New Mexico. And so we work with legislators. We work in and out of the legislative session in order to provide good policy to run that will protect our biblical values, but also to defend against bad policy. But we also work in the community. We have a lot of exciting things happening in the communities here in New Mexico. Not too long ago, we just finished our Family Fun Festival, which was fantastic. It was the largest attendance we have seen since we started our festivals. We gave out free backpacks to kiddos that were full of school supplies. We had 40 different organizations represented, giving out resources and making connections with families just to help families thrive right here in New Mexico. And of course, we're always putting out information that families need to know about. What is happening in our state that affects your rights, specifically your rights to life, family, and religious freedom. And so we are constantly staying on top of the issues and letting you know how to be involved, how to use our Action Center, and how to speak up and use your voice to stand firm for the things that matter to you.
Yeah, you know, I would encourage you to go to the website. I mean, there's a lot, you spend a lot of time on the website, a lot of information. Right now, I'm on the homepage at nmfam.org. If you scroll down, about, I don't know, a third of the way down the homepage, you'll see many of the initiatives that they've been working on, including cultivating community, helping families thrive, the Christian Action Network, Protect Our Kids, 2540 initiative or project. And that's coming soon, actually. I don't know. Is that for next month?
Maybe for next month. Yeah.
Okay. But there's always things happening. You guys do a great job of updating the website. The other thing is, you know, as we approach elections, typically this, I mean, if I was going to look for a voter guide, this is one of the stops I'd make.
Yes, I hope so, because we put out a very comprehensive voter guide. We want to let you know who's going to be on your ballot, both sides of the aisle. It doesn't matter. We want to let you know who they are, what they stand for. And we usually give a grade to the candidates based on where they stand on our main issues of life, family, and religious freedom. And then we allow others to kind of work with us to put together some great information on your judges, on your bonds, on all of those little things that you end up finding on the ballot that you may not have been prepared for. We make sure that our voter guide has all of that information so that you can walk into that voting booth confident and ready to vote your values.
Yeah, and of course, we know you listen to this show every day, so you never miss Jody when she comes in each month. But as we approach the election, which, by the way, there is an election coming up in the Albuquerque area, November 5th. That is a Tuesday, And in order to participate, you need to be registered. So we would encourage you to get registered to vote. And then on Election Day, get out and vote. I don't know if they're, you know, maybe they're probably doing early voting for the city election as well. But leading up to the election, I would imagine, Jody, we'll have you in where you can address some of the things that are on the website and what people will find there. You know, you mentioned the bonds. I mean, often that's something people, it's kind of like a deer in headlights.
Yes.
I feel like I'm all proud about it, but no, honestly, I do my best to understand the bonds.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, Steve Ryman's practice is slow to pull the trigger on those.
But I
want to be informed, and New Mexico Family Action Movement is one of the groups that provide great information. Again, it's nmfam.org. To make sure we have plenty of time to go through this, I'd really like to talk about the next initiative that's really above the fold at New Mexico Family Action Movement, right?
Yes.
The bold headline?
It is. It is very bold, and I'm very excited about it.
So tell me more about My Kid, My Choice.
Yeah, My Kid, My Choice is our newest initiative. And it kind of should sound familiar to you. It should sound like some messaging that more progressives have used in other issues that we won't get into.
Well, and, you know, I have to ask before you go into depth on that. You know, we've already had plenty of issues, you know, some that were on the referendum that, you know, in the last couple of years. But, you know, I have to wonder how much of the legislation that's going on in California right now, which our state seems to follow frequently, how much of that was an inspiration for moving this forward?
Well, honestly, it was a big part of it. But honestly, the entire track that our nation has been on for the last several years leading up to where we're at today, specifically in New Mexico, where parents' rights are have almost become a joke. Their parents are being pushed out at every opportunity by the government, by the schools. And this is not even a faith issue. This is not a partisan issue. This is a parent issue. Parents have parents' rights. They have the right to direct the upbringing of their kids and to make decisions for their kids. And we find ourselves in a society today, specifically in New Mexico, where the parent's voice all of a sudden doesn't matter. They act like the parent doesn't know what's best for their child, or that the parent is unable to get the information necessary to determine what is best for their child. Government, school systems, you name it, they are the ones saying that they know best and they want to make decisions. And that's just not okay. No matter what your beliefs are or your family values are, those kids are yours. And as a parent, it is your right to make decisions for them, to direct their education, to direct their medical care, to direct their upbringing, their value system. That's up to the parent. And so really, the culmination of all of this that's been happening across our nation and specifically in New Mexico was really what inspired this initiative of the My Kid, My Choice.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to share something I remember seeing, I don't know, maybe in the last year or two. And it was on another report I was watching. I think I don't remember if it was radio or TV. And I think it was education, and they were speaking to an educator. I don't know if it was a principal or a superintendent or a teacher. Mm-hmm. It was dealing with education. And I know My Kid, My Choice is probably going to deal a lot more than just with the education realm. But in this realm, and I don't have the source, so believe me or don't, but I remember them saying, when they're here, they're ours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was even someone quoted that said, your parents' rights end when you drop your kid off at school.
Yeah.
Which should infuriate and terrify every single parent in this state.
Yeah. And now let me say this. I think you did good to say this is a parental issue. Mm-hmm. Parents have rights. This is not an attack on an educational organization or institution or teachers.
Right.
There's a lot of people in those organizations, institutions, and teaching that would probably very much agree with what a lot of what we're going to share.
Absolutely.
Again, I mean, I'm going that route more than you are, Jody. Let's remember this. It's not a partisan thing. This is parental rights issues and knowing and having the confidence in the United States of America to know that these are your rights as parents. I think often people will use, on both sides of the aisle, will say things, it's our right. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Rights... they're not, you know, it's not just whimsical, you decided. There are legally rights that citizens of the United States have and don't have.
Right.
And a quick question before we go through what we're going to go through. The rights that you're going to share, do they apply to citizen and non-citizen?
So this is the parents' rights period doesn't matter what nationality you are. You're, or what where you belong to, where you have citizenship. You as a parent have the rights. Now, we are specifically focusing on how to back up our parents' rights in the United States as a citizen.
Okay.
But any of these will apply to a parent no matter what, because it is a parent's right to direct the upbringing of their children.
Okay, so let's get you to what we're going to be talking about. Go to nmfam.org, and then over on the right-hand side, there's a drop-down menu that says More. If you go down to My Kid, My Choice, click on that. It'll bring you right to what we're going to be talking about. But you kind of gave us the why.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the key objectives for My Kid, My Choice.
Yeah. So the My Kid, My Choice has about five key objectives. These are the main things that we are trying to do and help equip parents for. So the first objective is really to protect parental rights. We want to uphold and defend the fundamental right of parents to make those decisions regarding their children's upbringing, education, and medical care. Bottom line, parents' rights. We're trying to protect them.
Where are we seeing those infringed on?
Oh, we see them infringed on everywhere.
I know. I'm just giving you an opportunity.
The idea we keep coming back to in each one of our issues and objectives is the children's upbringing, education, medical care. So upbringing, that includes our family values. That's being attacked in schools. That's being attacked in libraries. That's being attacked everywhere you turn, really, when it comes to...
Even minors in the workforce.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, everything. So a parent has the right to direct the upbringing of their child, to be able to instill in them the values that their family holds, to teach them and to train them in the way that they see fit. So the upbringing, that's being encroached upon by today's government. We also see education, parents' rights in education, the curriculum that we're seeing in schools, the content that we're seeing in libraries, the things that parents no longer have a choice. You know, if you're a parent and you want to allow your child to be exposed to something as a parent, that's your right. Now, mm-hmm. There's all the science that will tell you what is age appropriate and whether or not a child is ready for certain things at certain ages. And parents, because they love their children and because they want what's best for their kids, they're going to be paying attention to those kinds of things. But unfortunately, in today's society, specifically in New Mexico, we see that parents no longer have the choice of what their kids are exposed to. They no longer have the choice to be able to say yes or no. While we still technically have opt-in and opt-outs, systems have made it very difficult for parents to navigate that. So it makes it even more difficult for parents to practice that right, to say, no, my child is not ready for this. I'm not going to allow them to participate in this school lesson or in this type of language in the classroom or in this type of material in the library, you name it. But also within that education realm, we see that education freedom that is lacking here in New Mexico, the freedom for parents to decide what kind of education their kids need. And I'm not talking about, again, this is not a faith issue. This isn't a, oh, well, I want to be able to choose for my kid to be in, you know, a Christian school instead of a public school. It's not about that. There are so many different aspects to consider when you're talking about your child's education. How does my child learn? Where do they need to be in order to help them learn best? Is that homeschooling? Is that charter schools? Is that private schools? Is that faith-based schools or not? Is that public school? But right now, zip codes and unions are the ones dictating where our kids go to school. And so that's a right that has been infringed for parents, is the right to be able to make educational choices for their kids. And then, of course, finally, that big area of medical care. There are so many different things that parents are being pushed out of. Of course, in today, you know, it's loud. You hear it all the time. Gender transitions on kids, abortions on minors, and the parents are pushed out. The parents never get a say. The parents don't even know. These are things that are happening in secret. But all kinds of medical issues, you know, the fact that parents are being pushed out of the pediatrician's office to say, oh, I need to talk with your child privately. Well, my child's still a minor. I have the right to be there to know what's happening. Yet they're pushing parents out.
And this is not a HIPAA thing.
No, it's all about pushing the parents out. And so we want to protect those rights. So when we talk about protecting parental rights, it is all of these things, so that no matter what, the final say comes back to the parent getting to make that decision for their child.
Okay, so key objectives, protect parental rights.
Yes, and then we want to promote transparency and accountability. So we're going to advocate for open access to curriculum, policies, and materials in schools and public institutions so that parents can make informed choices. Again, it is about the parent being informed to make that choice for their kids. And we want to empower families with resources. You know, a lot of times parents will hear about all of these issues and they don't know where to go to get direction, to help understand or break down all of the information that they're being flooded with. And so we want to empower families with resources. We want to provide parents with the tools, research, and the legal understanding that they need.
And part of what New Mexico Family Action Movement has done to provide that resource information is on the website at nmfam.org. Remind me, is it under foundation and then under the event or?
So we have a family resources page that is going to deal a lot with a lot of different resources that families might need, not
it's under
just
the
parent rights.
The focused. More drop down.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that family resources page is there for more than just parents' rights issues.
Yeah.
If you want to get specific and look at the parents' rights resources, that's going to be on our My Kid, My Choice page.
Right. But I did want to make sure they knew. I mean, listen, Jody, this website at nmfam.org is a well source of information. However, today, thank you for kind of reeling me back in because today's focus under the More tab is My Kid, My Choice, and under Objectives, we've covered protect parental rights, promote transparency and policies, right?
Yes.
And empower families with resources.
Yes. And then our last two, we have advancing education freedom. So I mentioned that, the whole importance of education freedom and parents being able to choose. So that involves us supporting policies and opportunities that will allow families to be able to choose the education path for their kid. And then finally, our fifth objective for the My Kid, My Choice is building broad coalitions. So we want to unite parents, community leaders, organizations, again, across political and religious lines, because we believe that children thrive best when families, not governments, guide the growth and development of those kids. And so we want to help bring parents together to let them know you are not alone. We want to connect them with the community leaders who are making these decisions in law and policy. And of course, any other organizations that want to help protect parents' rights and can provide resources for these parents as they fight for their rights, we're going to bring them together, create those coalitions to strengthen parents' rights in New Mexico.
Okay, and we've touched on some of this already, but it's very organized on the website at nmfam.org under the More tab. Go to My Kid, My Choice, and along with those key objectives, there's also key issues.
Yes.
You've touched on some of them, so we can probably go through these a little quicker.
Yeah.
But let's walk through that.
Yeah. So on the website, you'll see the tab at the top where it says what our key, that button to take you to the key issues. And if you click that, it takes you down. You're going to see five main issues that My Kid, My Choice is really focused on helping. And the cool thing that I want to draw people's attention to, if you visit the website, you're going to see the science, the evidence-based science that backs up the message. You're going to see the constitutional reality, and you're going to see any other notes of data that you need that helps strengthen this message.
Yeah,
this is why we've created the message.
Unlike me earlier, you're stating your source.
Exactly. Well, we want people to know where this came from.
Yeah.
This is not just an opinion. This is not just an emotional opinion. This is evidence-based, science-backed. This is constitutionally safeguarded.
Okay.
These are things that people need to know. So our five key issues, of course, we have gender transitions on minors. Bottom line, no child should be rushed into irreversible medical procedures. The My Kid, My Choice campaign initiative means that parents, not activists or clinics, decide what's best for your child's health.
And we've got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
And I know we want to run through a little look at the toolkit.
But. Yeah. So I'll just hit these really quickly then. The other issues. So that was our first one. Our second issue is education curriculum in public schools. Parents, not the state, decide what moral and academic foundations their children's are taught. And then education freedom, we touched on. My Kid, My Choice means parents, not zip codes or unions, decide where and how their kids are educated. And then finally, abortions on minors without parental consent. A child can't even get an aspirin at school without parental permission.
Right.
Yet, so many activists, leaders, clinics, everyone, they want minors to be able to obtain abortions in secret, which is so dangerous and so concerning. So My Kid, My Choice means that parents must be involved in all medical decisions. And then finally, sexually explicit and violently graphic reading material in school. The My Kid, My Choice means protecting children from age inappropriate sexual and violent content. So parents, not activists, decide when and how their kids learn about mature topics.
And on the website just below that, on the nmfam.org, under the More tab, go to My Kid, My Choice. You'll see the objectives, the issues, and then the toolkit, and about 30 seconds on the toolkit in general.
So toolkit in general is going to be all the information that you need on how to opt your child out, how to opt them in, how to engage with your school, how to engage with the administration, how to engage with school boards, how to form your messages to make sure that you're creating transparency with classrooms, with teachers, with administrations, and so on.
Yeah, I'm looking at the PDFs available to download, evaluation checklist, opt-out letters, family values checklist, and what you mentioned, a lot of great content. Listen, Jody Hendricks has been our guest from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, and I wish we had more time, but the listener really should go to the website, nmfam.org, go over to the More tab on the right-hand side of the top of the page, go down to My Kid, My Choice, and you'll see everything we've talked about here. You can also find the archive at abqconnect.online shortly after the show or in the next 24 hours. Jody, always refreshing, always informative and relevant. And can you come back next month?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we will look forward to it. Stick around. We're going to find out more about the Gideons. You may think you know, but they do much more than you think. We'll find out next on ABQ Connect.